Yes. I'd just like to start by thanking Harry Ock for holding this inquiry into human rights. We don't ask for special rights, we simply ask for equal rights. So thank you, it's very encouraging. I'd just like to tell a very quick story about a time, oh, going on 15 years ago, where I was breaking up with my same-sex partner of some 5 or 6 years. We owned a house together, and in the arrangement we made, I was going to buy her out of her share of the house. We were both, as you can imagine, fairly emotionally fragile. We were grieving for the end of a relationship, and imagine my shock when I found out that as same-sex partners, I would have to pay stamp duty on the share of the house that I bought from her. It really didn't happen because I actually rang up a broker, I can't remember the details now, and said, okay, this is my name, this is her name. And the person on the other end of the phone said, oh, what a pity. If you had simply written this information to us and not spoken, then I wouldn't know that you were a woman because my name is... Sorry, I should have said that. Which could be either male or female, especially the way it was spelt. And she said, if you had written this, I wouldn't have known and I would have assumed that you were a heterosexual couple in a de facto relationship and you wouldn't have had to pay stamp duty. As it is, I am honour-bound now, knowing that you are female in a same-sex relationship, I am honour-bound to make sure that you pay stamp duty, which came to some $4,000 or $5,000. I feel the fight in it, but as is really common in a situation where I was feeling emotionally very fraught, I didn't have the energy to fight this piece of inequality, and so I didn't. It just passed. I paid the stamp duty, and this is still a law that's on the statute books of South Australia. That's all. Thank you.